listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and I'm the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wand Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available to answer any of your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. If you call the show and the line does not pick up, wait a few minutes and call back. We can only take one caller at a time. Before we start the show, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Wand Institute. Currently offers facilitators that will educate you with techniques on how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitator coaches will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Wand training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. The Wand Institute offers instruction on the principles of communicating with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create win-win situations in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the techniques of Wand training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding any of the Wand Institute services, you can reach me at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. You can also check out our website, www.drpatallen.com. We do have some free audio streaming videos of Dr. Pat's teaching. We have her recommended book list, which has over 100 recommended books. And currently we are putting together a men's group that will meet probably once a week. It'll be a low cost with probably 4 to 5 men. So if anybody out there wants to have information, you can call me at the office. And I currently have ongoing ladies groups that I limit to 4 to 5 ladies in a group. We meet once a week, and I help them with communication, dating skills, online dating, communication, and I also work with married people as well in these groups. Basically, how to keep you feminine. Once I get you in the group, I can walk you through it. It's hard to get you where you just come and go. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior once you're aware of it and once you process it and do it for 6 weeks. So I offer these groups to keep my ladies focused. So with that, I do have new groups opening in September. So if you want to give me a call, I will give you the information on the group times I have open and available. The groups are low cost. They're basically under $15 for each group. And I work with each lady 15 minutes to help share with their questions and answers. And it's beneficial because everybody in the group gets to hear the information. So one person's questions may help the other girl's questions. It's kind of like you join a network of like-minded ladies working together to build a relationship with hopefully a masculine, caring, giving, protecting gentleman. So tonight we have Andy Shaw. He's also a coach, an ASR coach trained by Dr. Pat Allen, and he will be conducting the men's groups. So Andy, do you want to say hello to the audience?
Hello, audience.
Andy's of short words, but he has a lot of great information. So if you want to call in, he's great with giving advice. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Hopefully we'll get some callers. I do have some. If you're not available to call in, you can always email me questions and I will read them on the radio. We will answer them and you can go into the archives and listen to the recording for your answer. I did get a few ladies that wanted me to ask a question. One of the questions is when they do the online dating, Andy, I'm going to let you answer this because I took the question and I answer these a lot with my women. So I'll get your opinion and then I'll see if it aligns with mine. That's one thing I like about two people. You know, we can rally off each other. So a lot of the ladies do the online dating And I tell them to do a couple of texts and intros, and then try to get to the phone and try to meet as soon as possible, hopefully within 2 weeks. We don't want to do pen pals because you have to see if you have chemistry. So a lot of people, they get engaged in doing pen pals for 4 to 6 weeks, and then the guy kind of goes away. And I suspect that it's probably there was no real connection. It was like a pen pal. So a lot of the ladies, the guy texts them and they want another picture of them. And some of the ladies get really mad and they don't want to participate sending the gentleman another picture. And he didn't say a sexual picture. He just said, can you send me a picture? And she says that's turning her off. He can already see my 6 pictures. Why does he need a picture? Blah, 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 blah. What would you suggest? Because this is how Dr. Pat calls blemished. Start pointing out all the bad flaws when you haven't even met him. So, Andy, what would you say to this woman, this lady, who's mad about the guy asking for another picture?
I would say a couple things. One is we get turned on by our eyes. So we want to see what we're looking at. We want to see who we want to be with. We also want to see if what is on that profile is real, if it's true. And I know that people don't like to text, or people like to text a lot but not talk a lot. The problem is, I see it, why people turn off, is texting is a left lobe activity, which means you're at work all the time. There's no right lobe nonverbal communication. You're missing 93%.
I'm sorry, Andy, we have a caller. Well, sorry, Andy. The caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Hi there. Yes, I do have a question.
Okay.
I have a follow-up too, kind of, from the I had a neighbor guy that I was dating, and I mean, it's kind of irrelevant, but the follow-up, it didn't work out.
I think I remember. You have an accent. Okay. So what's your well, sorry about that, but it's a lesson learned. So what's your question?
Yeah. So my question now is, so a man reached out to me via social media after I made a comment on a post that he had posted about manifesting.
Uh-huh.
And I made a comment, you know, that I would for anything. So I made a comment, and then within about 5 minutes, he had sent me a message, a personal message. And he'd asked me how long I'd been living where I'm living, and just some basic questions. And he went backwards and forwards, and then he asked me if I'd like to go on a date, and I said sure. We discussed distance and where we would meet, all his idea, and I said sounds great. And then he asked me if I had WhatsApp and if I wanted to video chat. Well, he asked me if I had WhatsApp first, and I said sure I do, but I did ask him as to why he didn't want to use a telephone number. I just felt like that was a smart thing to do. And he said, well, he said we can video chat on WhatsApp. And that's true. So I thought, okay. And he said, would you like to video chat right now? And this was about 10 p.m. And I had, a beauty treatment on my face. It's an oil treatment. And I was very honest. And I said, I would love to, but right now is not a good time for that. However, I would love to perhaps another time, but right now I'm doing a beauty thing and it's not a good time for me. And he said, how about tomorrow? And I said, sure. He said, maybe tomorrow, ? And I said, sure, sounds great. Now, I never heard from him, and it's been about 12 days.
Yeah, you know what? The one thing I know about when they want to push you to the WhatsApp, it generally sometimes can be a scam, because you're right. You did flag him. Why can't you talk on a regular phone? When they go to WhatsApp, it can't be traced.
Right.
So be leery about that. But I always say give them a benefit, but be leery. You already have your antenna up. Your gut already is signaling you. Yeah.
Right, as opposed to why we need to use a telephone number. Now, I do know this person because he's the type of personality. So I do know him. I'm familiar of him.
Okay.
I do believe it's his real account. So However, it does seem strange just to not talk on a U.S. number if he's in the U.S. and actually in the same city.
Yeah.
It seems a little odd, but I believe maybe he's, I feel like he is into conspiracies, and I asked him if it's to do with that, some kind of, security issue.
Okay.
On his part, because maybe he doesn't want to communicate via, iMessage.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I figured, well, he'd explain that to me, but that could also be a possibility. So I was going back to thinking, is this a Dr. Pat thing when he said, maybe I'll contact you tomorrow and then didn't? Is that a 2 months, again, 8 weeks to reach out again?
Yeah, you know, I would suggest, you know, it's already a little shady. And if they don't reach back, it may mean that he's got other scams going. He may circle around. They usually do in a couple of days. I don't think I would reach out to him. I'm sorry?
It's been 12 days.
Well, 12 days. He does have 8 weeks. They could have a lot of people on the hook a lot. I'm just throwing that out because I talk to a lot of ladies and I hear this every day. And this is exactly what they do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When you mean on the hook, you mean he's got other women that he's interested in?
He does switch it up to WhatsApp. And he wanted you to talk ASAP. And then you're just one of maybe 50. Who knows? So he may have to circle back around.
So I missed that window. Well, I'm a very virtuous woman because I'm a Dr. Pat girl. And all the guys that I've gone out with have all circled back, even after years of, I'm just virtuous. So
then see if he circled back around. But I do know that when they push you over to WhatsApp, it's so that anything that's done is not traceable.
I see. He's not married because it's public information. He's not married.
Well, but you know, anybody can take somebody's picture and put it on something and make another fake account.
Right. I do feel like it's his because it is verified, though. That's kind of hard.
Even with AI, they can actually do a FaceTime with you and it could be a totally different person, and they can match it to be the face that you have the picture of.
I understand it. Yeah, no, you're right. That's the world we live in.
So that's why we always say meet in person.
Right. Well, he was pushing for that. He did suggest that. But like you said, he probably had other women on the hook and I didn't respond right away. And because he's handsome on a lot of different levels and he's intelligent and he's quite successful. So I guess it would make sense that he has other maybe masculine, aggressive women approaching him. And maybe that's what he prefers too.
That's true. Andy, do you have anything that you want to add to this? I gave her my opinion, my answer.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to go with Sue on the WhatsApp thing. And what's the other one, Twitch or something? Anything that's, in my view, anything that's end-to-end encrypted for personal reasons is highly suspect. So, I agree with the video. I personally like the video. I like it sooner rather than later. I like the in-person sooner rather than later.
Right.
Just to see if they're real. They will always ask for money, at least in my experience, within a few days.
But say he is real.
Well, they're all, there's somebody on the other end that's real. Because, computers are dumb, and so they need a human being to operate them. So the other person is real. They just may not be really who they say they are.
Right. But say he is who he says he is. Now, is it rude? Is it inconsiderate or rude? Or just is it rude that he said that maybe he'll call me tomorrow and then just completely vanish for 12 days?
Well, he didn't make a commitment. So, yeah, he's got the 8 weeks.
The trick is
he didn't make a commitment.
No, he didn't.
If he had said, I will call you tomorrow like 2:00, then you could, hang him up.
You're right. That's what I felt like too. But now when he said, I'll call you tomorrow, maybe, should I have responded with sure what time? Should I have been more specific?
I'm not going to shit on you for one. But I recommend that the more specific you are, the better outcome you tend to have.
Right.
So you know, I appreciate that you might call me, but can you give me a time to make sure I'm available? Might be a way to at least ensure that you've done your part.
And that would make sense too. That's more of a thoughtful response and more specific. So
Yeah, because if it's not on your calendar, don't count on it.
Okay.
And calendars have days and times.
Well, if he has so many options, I'll probably, you know, it's just, we have to be compatible on many levels, and I'm a virtuous woman, so he might not even be for my kind of program if he's, you know, wanting to just fish around with lots of fish. I may not be the kind of woman for him, and that's okay.
Yeah, but it's good practice, too. Like, the reason I engage with these people is I want to use these tools. I want to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. This work is, you know, when you change yourself, it's not easy. And so it's a great opportunity just to practice on someone who really may not care about, but you're doing it for yourself. And if something does come about it, then great.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm correct. I don't feel like I want to reach out to him because I'm the feminine energy, so I'm not going to. Now, is that correct for me not to reach out? Or I could say, oh, I don't really want to, but I could, I guess, say, oh, where have you been? Where did you go?
Nah, don't worry about it. If you said he might, you're just waiting for him to do it. At the end of 8 weeks, you let it go.
Okay. And then a quick update on that man that was, you know, said I rejected him and he sent me all those awful messages. Well, I happen to bump into him quite often because he lives on my street, but I believe he's moved now. But I awkwardly bumped into him and I smiled at him. Now, he sent me a text message later on that evening telling me to wipe the grin off my face. And that he didn't find it funny at all. And that's when I started to get a bit scared. But since then, I've just, of course, just stayed ignoring him. But I just wanted to update so that he actually elevated and got more angrier or emotional.
Yeah, that part sucks. I'm sorry. And I also think that people who do that are... Well, the weak comes to my mind because they're not saying it in front of you.
Oh, right. Very, so very good point.
Yeah, they can only tell you after the fact. They can only tell you via text when your response is limited. So,
interesting. That's a very excellent point there.
Yeah, so just tell them, hey, I'll do what I want. Enjoy your life.
Yeah, I didn't even respond. I was a little bit, you know, shaken up by that, and I thought, wow, that was a bit hostile.
yeah.
The first response I've ever had to the rules, the contract, like my boundaries, even though I didn't deliver them 100% correctly, that was by far the worst ever response I got from a man.
Yeah, the boundaries are for you. You know, all this work is for you. So it's up to you to do the work, you know, and he who benefits does the legwork. And then when you benefit, you qualify for better. So yeah, that's all we're trying to do is qualify for better.
That's right. Okay, well, I appreciate it. And yeah, that's great. You answered my question, especially on the first guy. And you were just saying that lots of women have these guys that ghost them, that you're dealing with a lot of women like that. How did those situations turn out? Did these guys turn out to be players? Or
there's a lot of scams. I think if he wanted you to chat ASAP, that was the first sign, because they want to try and get you right there when they have you. And then they may have forgotten about you because they tried to get a lot of other women.
Now, other women, you meaning for scam for money or just
all kinds of scams, dear. And the first part is they always DM you and then want to talk right away and then go to WhatsApp. But a lot of women go right there and you didn't want to go there. So he couldn't connect and put you on his roster. So you may have went through the cracks and got away. You weren't in the scam.
And what if he's real, though? What if he's real and just genuine?
You know what? Well, dear, if he's real and he's not following through, is that showing you good faith in a man?
Not really, but he did say maybe.
Well, then keep putting all your hopes on this one man. You got two choices. He's a scammer, but he's also not following through with what he said he would do. So those are two strikes in my book.
Really, even though he said maybe, is that not following through with something? It kind of is, isn't it?
Well, you're so over-focused on getting him, you're wanting us to give you an answer on him being real, and he hasn't called you or reached back in 12 days. You're over-focused. All your energy is about this man.
Oh, well, I've been saving it all week for this phone call.
you're like zooming in on this man. Why isn't he calling me? Is he real? Is he a scam? We're giving you our best options. And the fact that he hasn't reached back in 12 days and you're like over focused on him, that's a scary thing on your behalf.
I know.
Pat says date three men so you don't over focus like you're doing on this one man.
Well, I'm dating another guy has asked me out and going out.
And you know what? This guy that you met on the DM, he's just circling around. He may or may not come around. Don't give him your energy.
I see. Even my spiritual energy.
You're giving him too much of neediness from, please call me, please call me.
Really?
Yes.
And he can feel that? You mean spiritually?
I can feel over-focused on this man.
No, you can't. Really?
Well, you're calling this, and all you're talking about is, why isn't this guy calling? Do you think he will call? Do you think he's a scam? These are what-ifs. These are what-ifs. Your mind is taking you to a place. You said he was attractive. You're high on his attractiveness. He reached out.
Right.
You're in another planet of over-focused on this man. And that's the danger that Dr. Pat says. Do not over-focus on a man because then you put your energy on him and the other guys you don't want anything to do with.
That's true. And
I think that's what I know about the energy.
Yeah, maybe he can feel it and he's staying away because of that.
All the other guys will stay away as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. Focus on yourself, be happy, enjoy your life. Good things will come to you.
I won't until they come along and then they shake it up and like say all these nice things and then say they're going to do something and then don't like.
We cannot control what other people do. That's the beauty of watching their behavior so you can decide if you want to date them and take the risk. This man is already showing you a little bit of what he's about.
No kidding.
And you're trying to cover it up with sugar.
Yeah, yeah. He could have.
We're giving you all the points of an outsider seeing this from your point of view, and you can take our information or you can do it your way and see where it goes. We're just giving you insights as other observers. You're too in the moment with this man to see what we see.
Right. I know. And I haven't seen him in person. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, I'm going to bring back my energy and I'm watching some videos on limerence because I believe I'm very fully in limerence. And there we go. But yeah, it doesn't seem very good off the start because he could have at least texted me and said, oh, sorry, I can't.
Yes, he could have done many things, but it's not up to us to decide what he could have done. You're seeing the true him. We could give a whole list of what he could have, should have, would have done.
Yeah.
He has a right to not reach back out. We cannot make him wrong for doing that or flag him that he's doing something wrong.
That's true. And if a guy wants to video chat you immediately like that and you're
There's nothing wrong with that, dear.
Can you call back? Can you say, can you give me 10 minutes, please?
You can say that, and you know what? He may ghost you again. Who knows? If we all have crystal balls, we don't. Nobody has a crystal ball to see the future. Our relationships are a risk. The only thing I can suggest is you do your part and hope to God he does his.
Yeah, but I'm staying quiet, passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Then keep it up and go out and meet other men and do not over-focus on this one man who's promising you he'll call you and you're sitting there ruminating on why isn't he calling you.
I was a lot of the week, but I gave up on that. And then I was saving it for today, so I could call
you. You're still talking about him.
Well, I won't when I hang up.
You're still zoomed up about him.
I've stopped discussing him with any of my friends. I don't discuss it with anyone. I just wanted to ask the question to get a professional.
We gave you our best answer, and our best answer is to stop over-focusing on him and go on and carry on your life. And if in the near future he reaches out, then take that day by day.
Right, and be happy about it. And like Dr. Pat says, be happy to hear from him and stroke him.
That's what you can do, but we don't know if he's going to call. We don't know if he's a scammer. We don't know anything about him. That's the beauty of getting to know people.
I know. Well, right now, I'm not even looking at his social media, but when I did, he's traveling.
That's another over-focus. Now you're spying on him.
No, I was last week.
Here you're still over-focused on him because now you're following him around. What's he doing? Why isn't he calling me? What's up with him? What should I do? Is he going to call me?
No, I stopped looking at the social media last week.
This is called, you're a little bit obsessed about this man, and that's over-focused.
He's obsessible, that's the thing. But no, that's not
you're
the right
You're obsessed with this man, and you're being too much over-focused on him.
Yeah, and it's an attraction killer.
No, yeah. Right. Okay. Can you call back next week and give us an update?
I will. Thank you.
We'd love to hear what goes on.
Yeah, me too. I'm just going to be passive, patient, and vulnerable and happy to
hear from him. Great job. Do that. That would be wonderful. Keep that up, and that will send your energy to other men.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Bye.
All right. Hello.
Bye.
Andy, what do you have to say about that?
And I get it. Your hopes are high. You're hoping this is real.
And the scary thing is this is how these scammers operate. I get so many women that fall for this, but I don't get them until it's over. They've been scammed.
Yeah. When I get them, and I just play with them to see what they'll say and do so I can understand and help others. You know, just that, that's why boundaries are so important. You know, let's talk early. Let's meet early.
Yeah.
My latest one is they said I was, you know, they were 5 minutes from my parents' house in Upland. And I'm in Chino right now. I'm like, okay. You know, she wanted $20 for meds. I said, cool. What pharmacy are we going to? And the answer was the one nearest me. Okay, that's about as vague as you can get. And I said, you know, what's the address? I can be there 15 minutes. We'll meet. And all of a sudden, it's fine.
And then what?
Nothing. She dropped off the planet.
Yeah, I know.
So when you're holding their feet to the fire, there's nothing they can do because they're lying the whole time, and that just exposes them.
Yeah, and I do know that the switching you over to the WhatsApp is the biggest red flag to start with.
Yeah, I agree. Like, we can do Google Meet. We can just do a phone call. Like, I have this phone. It talks. I can call you right now. What's your number? And they don't ever want to do that.
They never want to do it because then it's traceable.
Right.
So whenever they do it, then that should be the first red flag. And from what I know is they want to get you right away. Because they're working maybe 50 people at a time. So they want to get you and then put you in the roster that they got you. So if you don't get caught right away, you go down to the bottom. Sometimes they don't want to call, waste their time again. They think you caught on to them.
Yeah, and sometimes it's fun, and sometimes it's you just want to keep them going and see how long it lasts, see where they're willing to take you.
Yeah. Just be careful, because especially they prey on women, though, because women get attached a lot real fast. And they usually put on really nice-looking men that look sincere. And, yeah, that's their catch. I see it all the time on these TV shows on these women that get taken to all their money and stuff to the very end. It's kind of sad. And how this one guy's picture got used as scam. And it ruined his business, too, because everybody was opening up Facebook accounts under his picture. So his business actually went a bit down because people didn't know if it was the real him.
That's crazy.
I know. But I guess you can't stop him. Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about that last question when I said that the online, the men wanted pictures, another picture from the girl, text them. And you were telling us. I had a woman who was online dating. The man was texting her asking for another picture, and she was mad because there's already 6 pictures of him. And I was telling her, just send him the picture and let's see what he does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because part of it is like when you send that, say, let's talk for a moment. If I take a picture of my iPhone or Android, right?
Yeah.
There's metadata associated with that.
Yes.
So that when you look at it, you can tell what day and time it got sent.
Yes.
And where it got sent from.
Yes.
So now you have a physical location that you can go to.
Yes.
Which is also scary.
That can be scary too.
Yeah. So what you may want to consider doing is taking the picture and then scanning it in to your computer.
Oh, okay.
Taking the metadata off.
Yeah, okay.
And then they got a decent picture. Go ahead.
Or else I know that you can get Google phone numbers.
You can, yeah. Those work too. Those work very well, in fact.
Yeah, Google phone numbers. And then also this gentleman, you know, I gave her a bunch of questions, and he wrote out a very detailed thing about all of his values and, you know, what he wants in 5 years. And it was rather long. And I said, and she was mad about it. And I said, he just gave you so much information that it would have taken you a month to find out all in one paper. Now all you have to do is see if his words and actions match what he wrote when you meet him.
Yeah. And see how, you know, it's a good chance to look at your compatibility real quick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a nice, she shared it with me. I said she was mad that it was too long and too much information. I go, he's sharing a lot. I go, usually, you know, maybe a lot. Now all you have to do is meet to see if he matches, and you know about him to see if it matches what he says.
I'm still stuck on getting mad at that.
I a lot of my women are, as Dr. Pat says, blemished. You know, you've got to blemish the guy. It's very hard when they're guarded. Anything a man does that triggers them, they push away and they're mad.
Yeah. And there's no right answer ever.
I just say, do as Dr. Allen says, keep plowing through and duty dating. Go on as many dates till it becomes comfortable, even when it is uncomfortable, so that you know what you want from a man and don't want, and you can present yourself the best way you can so it becomes easier.
That's great advice. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I just remember these. I don't want to go out with him. You know, he's 10 pounds, he's 50 pounds overweight. I go, yes, but you know what? You could help him lose that weight. If everything else is good about him, he can, that losing weight is something you can change. You can't change a behavior.
So, yeah, losing weight is much easier to change than your behavior, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm going, that's something I go, if he's nice to you and you feel safe with him and he takes care of you and he has a plan for you, you can work with the 50 pounds. Yeah, yeah. You know, like I said, 90% of America is overweight, so 50 pounds is probably nothing.
I know I'm guilty right now. I got my own weight to lose.
Well, it's just, you know, and that's Dr. Pat's blemish, you know, or, you know, he, one girl, she's keto. So heaven knows she could not meet him for pizza. So she bombed that one. I said, couldn't you go and just say you ate or eat a salad or something? Well, I wanted to eat at home by myself. I go, but it was to meet him. Well, I don't eat pizza. I go, but you could have sat there and ate a salad or something. It isn't about the pizza. It was about meeting the man. I don't know. That's what I deal with. That's what I work with in groups. I do my best to push the ladies because they're very guarded, and to get them out there to desensitize because their pickers pick the bad guys, and I have to get them to go out with the nice guys, which are boring, stable, steady, and they do not get the chemistry high when they meet these nice guys. They're used to what's familiar growing up, and those are usually the avoidant guys, the abusive guys, the little boy guys, the ones that they've always picked in the past that didn't work out. That's where their picker is. So it's very hard to switch them over. So when you start your men's group, Andy, what are you going to focus on with these men groups? And ladies, if you have any boyfriends that you want to refer over, please feel free to give me a call.
Well, the first thing I'm going to ask is what is the biggest problem they have first, and then go with that. Otherwise, I'm just going to do some training. You know, how the brain works, right? The corpus callosum.
Yeah.
Why women, when you ask them what they want, they go into what they don't want. How frustrating that can be. But here's the reason why that is.
Okay, tell us.
All women, all left-handed men, and all anatomically gay men have the same corpus callosum. It's a large fibrous tissue that goes from left lobe to the right lobe. And you can think and feel in the same sentence. So you've got the equivalent of the 10 freeway. It's a lot of lanes going left, a lot of lanes going right that are carrying thoughts and feelings. All right-handed men have the equivalent of what I like to call a bike bath.
Okay.
We have one little tiny basket on the back of our bike, and we're either going in this direction or we're going in that direction, but we're never doing both. And when you ask us how we feel, we go to the right lobe and we look for that thing called a feeling. We break this thing down into Legos. We put it in our little basket. We bring it over to the left side and we start putting it back together. And in 8 weeks, we got this thing back together. We can tell you how we feel. You're like, why the heck are you telling me how you feel now? I asked you like 2 months ago.
That drives my women crazy when they tell men. I said, men do not think like women do. They can only do their one thing at a time. They A, B, C, D. We go A, Z, D, B, E, F. Yeah, we multitask.
Yeah, and it drives us nuts.
If you can get that down, if women could get that information down, that would solve a lot of their communication problems with their men.
Yeah. I mean, just the tools, the Amigo Talk is fantastic, right? Yeah. You have time. Can I make an appointment? These kinds of things. Like, instead of bombarding the other person with their feelings, like, oh my gosh, I'm not prepared for this. But if you want to, you know, talk about this for a moment, I can get there, but I can't do it as quick as you can.
Uh-huh. Well, that makes sense. That's layman's terms to spell it out. So ladies, if you hear that and you have a man, what about older men? You know how they turn more female when they're over 50? Do their brains stay the same though, don't they?
So now we're talking between ages 45 and 65.
Okay.
When estrogen impacts the male brain and they become more feminine, and progesterone impacts the female brain and they become, which is the female version of testosterone, and they become more masculine. Grandpa gets nicer, and grandma gets meaner.
Yeah.
I got two people living upstairs. It's not exactly that way. And I love them. God bless them. But they're just in different places in their life.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually fun to watch. So me and my mom's like, I don't want you to drive me. Dad's like, okay. You know, they're doing their sweet thing.
Yeah.
But So when women are young and they're full of estrogen, then they want to take care of the family. And when young women and old men who are both full of estrogen bond easily. They get along really well. Young men and older women don't bond. They compete, but they also can have sex freely. They don't bond anymore. So it becomes an easier relationship to have.
Yeah.
So part of it is, what are you looking for? Where are you trying to go? What are you trying to do? What do you want? What do you not want? And then figure out how the brain is wired to get us there in a way that will minimize the craziness and insanity that goes with it if you don't understand it.
Okay.
So I know for me, it took me 40 years to learn, because when I would ask my girlfriend, what do you want? She'd always tell me what she didn't want. It was a list of 6 to 10 long.
Yeah.
And I'd finally get frustrated. I'm like, woman, just tell me what you want. And then she'd get frustrated with me because I didn't understand.
Oh, and
she was right.
Yeah.
So then after I learned this, I'm like, okay, what don't you want? And her eyes got wide. And she's like, why are you asking me that? Because I learned something. The women know what they want, but I know what they don't want. So what don't you want? Give me the list.
Did she give you the list, though, the way you wanted it, by her not wants?
Yeah, she did. She's like, okay. She just goes down the aisle. And it's
what did they look like? How were they presented?
Just like it was before, but without the stress.
Oh, okay.
I don't want this. I don't want that because of this, because of that. My top is pink. I don't want to wear red. Blah, blah, blah. You're like, okay, whatever. That
okay.
makes sense to you, but I'll go with it.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So going from point A to point B was a lot easier when you know how the brain works and you can work with it.
Okay. So you'll be teaching your men that too. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's the biggest frustration? Tell me a story. Give me a scenario. It's hard to ask a question when you don't know what's the right word. So mm-hmm. you just say, well, what's the last time that you got frustrated with a woman? And let's see how we might address it differently.
Okay.
If you know some things.
Because we teach communication tools that were arranged by Dr. Pat.
Yeah, like I like the words need and want.
Yeah.
And the example I use is, I did it at work the other day. I was like, hey, you know, David, I need you to call somebody. And there's, you know, me, David, and another guy. And I was like, okay, in your bodies, can you feel a little bit of stress? And they're like, yes, absolutely, it's there. And I'd ask, what's the reason? And I don't know. I say, because I use the word need. Now, if I change my sentence to say, David, I want you to call so-and-so, is there stress? And like, no, it's gone. So all I did was change one word. The outcome is still the same, mm-hmm. but the words are different.
Dr. Pat calls it a potent words.
Yes, potent word.
Potent words rather than, it's kind of on the emotional words. People react to potency words, and it only is a few words. The example Dr. Pat always taught me, if somebody came and said, I'd like to buy your car, or somebody came and said, I want to buy your car, which one would you focus more on would be the one that really wants to buy your car?
I want, of course.
The other one sounds too flaky. It's not potent. It's not assertive. So we teach a little bit of assertive communication rather than gamey.
Yeah, I would like is more dreamy, is more, you know, I would like to stand up tall, but I'm unable to and unwilling to.
Yeah. It's a way to not have to do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah. It's the same reason for saying sorry.
Yeah.
It shuts the other person up, but allows you to continue the behavior.
Yes. So that's the same way. People say, well, I'll try. Try is Dr. Pat used to say, that's another way of getting out without having to really work on what you want to do. She suggests instead of saying, I'll try, say, I'll do my best.
Right. Or I will do it unless something happens that keeps me from doing it.
Yeah.
But I'll contact you after, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to tell people, try to touch your nose. And they're not touching. Like, how come we're not touching your nose? You said you try. It's the same effect.
Yes, it is. It's true. Good point. Yeah.
So
I guess the brain picks up on it differently too.
Yeah. Keeping it simple makes the point come across easier. So I like my coins and my, you know, flip it, comes up heads, accept it, comes up tails, reject it.
Yeah.
And if we're not willing to take the chance, then they're at least 50% valuable.
I had this other lady. She's older. They're in their 80s. She lives in Santa Monica, and he lives like in Hesperia. He's a construction worker. So his job is out, and it's hot out there. So they want to move in together, but he needs to stay in his area. She goes out there, and she can't stand it there. He can't really be in her area because of his work. And so she's having a hard time. She wants to get married and you know, have him quit work. And he's a workaholic. And I'm just showing her, do you see how many incompatibilities you are? So I gave her some suggestions to go to his house 3 or 4 days a week and see how it goes. And also, if she, you know, do the relationship contract, but if he gives in and moves to her house and doesn't have his business after being a workaholic, he might resent her. And then, because she likes to entertain and sit at home, and he likes to work. He hates entertaining and sitting at home. So there's a little bit of incompatibility. What would you suggest for those people?
Well, as always, I like my relationship contract. First, know what you want, then what you don't want, or opposite for the feminine, and where your deal breakers are. If you haven't done that, stop, pause, and do that.
Yeah.
Because that's the quickest way to avoid the frustration of focusing on the other person, and let's focus on ourselves first. Because that's where we can make the change first.
Yes.
That's where we can adjust the issues first. Uh-huh. That's where we can find the compatibility.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work for me. This is what I want, and here's my deal breaker, and you're past this deal breaker. Okay, nothing else we can do unless one of us gives in. We're acquiesces for the team.
Yes. But she doesn't want to acquiesce to the desert. So I understand it. So I told her to try a couple months of just going 3 or 4 days and enjoying it, because that's kind of a win-win. They get to see each other. He gets to work. They get to be together, and she can decide if she really likes the desert.
I agree. You know, I like the mutate, don't eliminate idea.
Yeah. Don't decide ASAP, where everybody throws in their cards and quits their jobs and sells businesses. You guys, you know, check it out first to see if you both are comfortable with what the new arrangement will be.
And set a time limit, like do it for 3 months and then decide.
Yeah. So anyway, we're running out of time. We only have like a minute left. We thank that caller for calling, and hopefully next week we'll get some more callers. I think next week we're going to do another recording. So we'll be on the radio first to take questions, and then we'll put another recording. I would like to do Dr. Pat Allen's The Lifetime of Love, if that might be available. Or we can continue the want training, Andy. It's your choice.
Well, you didn't get any interaction from the last one, right? So let's try something different.
Yeah, let's try. I like The Lifetime of Love. We always sent it out, and that's the masculine and feminine energy. So maybe we'll put that on next week.
I'll send it to Sam today.
Okay. Because I think next week is the last Thursday of the month, if I'm correct. So anyway, I want to say goodbye to the audience, and thank you, Andy, for joining me tonight. And we'll see you folks next week. Andy, you want to say goodbye to the callers?
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, audience. Take care of yourselves.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.